Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Personalize Your Faith with your Personalize Your Faith coach, LaTanya Price. Because of working with LaTanya, Christian women are more determined and empowered to personalize their faith by making positive, effective life changes. With increased self-awareness, trusted knowledge, discovering their spiritual DNA, and a distinctive plan of action, they achieve boldness and confidence to unleash their supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities.
Hello, hello, LaTanya Price here with Personalize Your Faith Show. And I am excited to be with you all. We are coming to an end, believe it or not, of a year and actually of this podcast. I wanted to kind of wait a little bit before making the official announcement. As I had stated before, there were, since I started school and just doing the different things, there were going to be different things I knew that I would have to really reposition and really structure and get reorganized and everything else. And so this particular podcast really has been, it's been great. It's helped me to grow. I mean, literally grow leaps and bounds as far as when it comes to just being able to speak and being able to not be afraid to encourage, not be afraid to empower. It's helped me to find my voice. It really has. So this is next to the last. December is the last of my podcast. So this isn't the final show, but the next one, the one before the calendar year falls out, so to speak, will be the final one. So I just thank you all for what you have just been listening, what you've been able to just connect with me. I've made some great connections. I've made some awesome, awesome connections with people, and I just really appreciate that. I really, really do. So, of course, I always want to remind you all, as a result of working with me, Christian women are more determined and empowered to personalize their faith by fearlessly writing and self-publishing their story. With increased technical knowledge, discovering their inner creativity, and developing a powerful plan of action, they experience excitement and confidence to unleash their supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities. So, we've been discussing and closing out this 2017 year with some big topics I wanted to make sure to highlight, reiterate. I know I've talked about some of these things repeatedly, but believe you me, it's worth the repeat a little bit because I want to ensure that people are ending their 2017 year on a positive note, on a solution-focused side, and that they know that they still can make it. They still have much, 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 much more to accomplish. So we talked about fear. We talked about transparency. We talked about not giving up. We talked about the birthing process on any of our goals. It takes time. It takes work. And with the holiday seasons, you know, we talked about, you know, being thankful. And so today I want to wrap up the 2017 year. And so today we're going to just talk about how we really should reflect, redirect, and reposition. Take time to reflect on the entire year. If anybody has like calendars, like I know this year or for this 2017 year, I bought a really nice calendar and I carry it in my backpack, so to speak. And it's one of those really cutesy calendars where you can put stickers and stuff and all that little stuff with it. And I really do plan on really sitting down, taking time. I've kind of already started, but really taking the time and see what I wrote because there was an area, there's an area before each month on what are your monthly plans, or, you know, what were the birthdays, what are some important dates, things like that. And so I do plan to really review that and just see what has happened, what has progressed, what kind of things did I learn, what kind of things really, you know, and that's one of the things, dig deep into what you learn and whatever, or what you still need to learn. Because I've stated before, life should always be a time where you always are learning. Life should never be a point where you're not learning something. If you're not learning something, then to me, you're not living. You're not living. You can't know it all. You'll never know it all. So taking the opportunity to really learn about different things, different aspects of life is what helps make life move forward. So we want to reflect and really just see, compare where you were, compare where you are versus to where you were. Then give God some praise. Amen. Give God some praise, because I guarantee if you really sit down and think deep, you probably start off real high. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Da, 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 da. Then you hit a bump or two. You slow down. That momentum slowed down. Then all of a sudden you almost crashed and burned, if you will. And then as we're about to wrap up the year, suddenly a shift came. Something came. Something happened and just reawakened that whole desire to want to keep going forward. Think about that. Think about all the highs and the lows. Think about all of that. And give God the praise for experiencing those highs and lows. Because he allowed all that to happen, and he allowed all that to happen, and you're still here. You're still here. So, yes, give God the praise for that. Be bold enough to admit every mistake and grow from them. You know, when you reflect on different things that might have happened in your year, maybe you got into an argument, a disagreement with someone, maybe you stopped talking to that person, or just something, excuse me, and you really maybe were not, maybe you were, maybe you were not. What makes a difference, really? If you were at full fault, if you wasn't at full fault, it was the other person's fault. How about being bold enough to admit the fact that, you know what, I probably should not have just stopped talking to you. Maybe there were some miscommunications. Maybe there's some things that needs to get cleared. And maybe I need to understand that. So that way I can grow and the other person can grow, or at least you can grow. Excuse me. You know, so taking that time to really be bold enough to know, you know what, I blame that person for myself, for my behavior, and that was wrong. I really shouldn't have blamed them for that. I should have really took the time and saw how, you know what, I am the only one that can change my own actions. I'm the only one that has the control on deciding on whether or not I'm going to be upset, I'm going to be happy, I'm going to be sad, I'm going to be depressed, I'm going to be with joy, I mean, filled with joy or whatever. So be bold enough to admit every mistake and then grow from them. Redirect whatever is needed. Review your plans or vision board, if you will, and consider alternate paths to seek. I know sometimes, as I was just saying, maybe there were some things that didn't pan out the way you planned. Maybe you were hoping that your small business or something was going to get a little bit further based upon some things you implemented, but it really didn't get as far. So maybe you review what you did, what worked, what didn't work, and go from there. Like I know, from last year to the beginning of 2017, I made the decision to refocus on, number one, refocus on the self-publishing, because a lot of people really were more interested in that. Although, like I said, with the self-publishing, it incorporates life coaching. It really does. It incorporates a lot more life coaching than I thought. Just because life happens, and so many times we want to birth something, and so it takes a coach, a self-publishing coach, and a life coach, so to speak, to kind of get you through all of that. So I found myself life coaching a lot along with the self-publishing, but that's fine. But also, one of the things I will say is, and this is no offense to those kind of events that you have people to come and have a vendor table. Vendor tables didn't work for me. It was causing more of a profit loss than a profit gain. And that was just me. That was just my experience from setting up a coaching table, if you will. And so that was just a decision. I wanted to shift into more of speaking engagements, more into the realm of, like I said, self-publishing and helping people self-publish and birth their books. And different things like that. That's what I wanted to do. So it's because of that repositioning, or the redirection, I should say, it allowed me to consider other alternate paths to really focus on. And I wanted to pull back because God was telling me I needed to pull back. So the self-publishing in and of itself, not to say it's not as busy, because it is still quite a handful, if you will, but I needed to ensure that I still focused on what was first as far as when it came to my ministry calling. And that's, of course, being the wife, being, you know, the encourager, and sometimes being a friend, sometimes more than what I need to be an entrepreneur or be in marketplace ministry. I should really start saying, because that's what I'm studying in school. So it's about a balance. And that's what you really should do when you try to review those plans and consider those alternate paths. Don't be afraid to try something new. You know, starting school, attending more social events. I say that because sometimes that is what kind of brings about a more dynamic growth for us, trying something new. As I stated before, starting this school with getting the master's in divinity, all of my degrees have all been, when it comes to like schooling, not certifications, if you will, but schooling, has all been in computers. It's just been computers. I thought that was what, you know, at that time, don't get me wrong, they serve their purpose, but to really tap into that school of divinity, it's really opened me up to a new experience. It really has. It's opened me up to a whole new experience. And thus far, it's been incredible. Even just these few weeks, it's been incredible. It's been so incredible. So, yeah, it's been incredible. Just these few weeks, it's been incredible. So, and attend more social events. Attend more. I mean, I have another hat. If for those of you that are following me, I have like another business venture that I do that I just started, and it's Damsels in Defense. I really consider it a faith-ignited organization that is helping to empower, equip, and educate women and families about personal protection. And I recently have been, and that was something new to try, because I've never really been in the whole direct sales arena, but what they were selling, for me, I was really, really, really intrigued and really empowered by it. And so I have found myself attending a few more social events, but has also, once again, helped me to grow, to really be able to speak and be bold enough to help someone. So it is all kind of come together. So definitely don't be afraid to try something new. It's never too late. Please keep this in mind. It's never too late. If I have any people out there that are 50 and older that's listening to my voice, please know it's never too late. If you want to go to school, please go to school. If you want to start a business, start a business. Do whatever it is that you feel compelled to do. Because believe me, it's okay to step out on faith. Sometimes God just wants to step out on faith. What I'm understanding, especially when it comes to marketplace ministry, there are vehicles that we are supposed to tap into to go out into all the world. So many times we limit ourselves to just the four walls of a church building, and we have yet to really tap into the real areas and arenas that we're supposed to tap into, because we're just limiting ourselves just to the four walls. And that's not what God intended. When he gave us the charge to go out, you know, it has to go outside of the comfort zone, if you will. So we have to keep that in mind. So it's never too late, never too late to try that new, to redirect, review those plans, review those goals. Look at your vision board. I've heard people have so many vision boards. These vision board parties, people got 5, 10, 15 vision boards of all different stuff. They really do. Like, some people really do. They get into that vision board stuff, which I don't not, you know, I don't blame them. But it's really cool to make a vision board. I have a vision board. It hangs in my office. Actually, every time I'm making these podcasts, I see it right in front of me. Literally. It's right in front of me. So I'm reminding myself every time that I speak, every time that I do what I do, even when I walk into my office, whatever I'm doing, I remind myself exactly what it is that my vision entails. Like, I have the words that says God gets all glory on my vision board, because I want to ensure he gets that. So yeah, review all that. And no, it's never too late to redirect. Do whatever you got to do. Do whatever you got to do. Reposition to get ready for receival. Let me tell you something. I remember my husband had preached on the idea of positioning yourself. Because as Christians, we oftentimes find ourselves in situations where we are not ready to receive. We're not in a receiving position. And for me, I feel like we should always be anticipating to receive something from God, even if it's just grace and mercy for the next day, even if it's just being able to have some food and water for the next day, even if it's just being able to see the next day. We should be in anticipation. Going back to thinking about a woman in labor, normally right before the woman pushes, she has to get into position. I remember, even with myself, when I was finally fully dilated, oh my goodness, it was so much pain, but I had to reposition. I had to move. I had to get into position. And as difficult as that was, because I didn't want to move, I just wanted to sit. Anytime I'm in real pain, I don't want to move. I'm in pain. Don't touch me. That's just me. But there, you know, the nurses and everybody's coming in. You come on, you have to move. You have to get in this position. So we have to get into position in order to push and to receive. It's not going to feel comfortable. It's not going to feel comfortable. And oftentimes that's the sign that you're getting ready to receive, when it's uncomfortable. it's uncomfortable. So that's usually a good indicator. Keep breathing and pushing until you receive that which God promised you. I touched on that not too long ago about keep pushing and keep breathing. We have to reposition ourselves, and it's not going to be comfortable. It's not supposed to be comfortable. Let me say that. It's not supposed to be comfortable. I understand that there are some things that, yes, we probably want to make sure we're not in a certain situation that makes us feel unsafe. But if it's something that is purposed for us to fulfill as far as the assignment, we're going to feel uncomfortable. We're going to feel uncomfortable. And we have to be willing to be uncomfortable. We have to. We have to be willing to do that in order to fulfill that which God has assigned us. I mean, we're coming to the end of a year. And it's only a few weeks left. And if it's something that you really want to receive, and you know it's just, and you know it's a, you have to reposition yourself. And you've been delaying the repositioning because you know it's going to make you uncomfortable. I recommend getting into position. I recommend repositioning yourself. I recommend grabbing a hold of whatever you need to grab a hold of, like a pregnant woman. Grab a hold. I remember grabbing a hold of that side of that bed and just repositioning myself in order for me to get ready to push. And that's what we have to do. We can't be afraid to do it. We talked about fear. We talked about transparency. And if anybody knows, women are definitely highly exposed when it's time to give birth. There is no shame. I remember nurses, the nurses said, you know, usually after a birth, women really, that feeling of embarrassment about certain stuff goes right out the window. They know certain fears that they once had, they don't even care no more. They really don't. They don't even care anymore. And she was right. She was absolutely correct. Because every embarrassing thing you could think of can definitely happen while having labor or giving birth. That's for sure. But seriously, though, there's a transparency that happens. Some pains. Some fears. That can punk us. But we have to make sure we are making fear the pump. It's going to be a process. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some work. And we have to be willing to do that. We have to be willing to do that. So, reflect, redirect, reposition. Look over your entire year. Give God praise for what has happened, for all the ups and downs. Redirect, review your goals, look at those vision boards, make another vision board if you need to make another one to correct one you made, go ahead and toss out the other one, make a new one, do whatever you need to do. Don't be afraid to try something new. It's never too late. It's never too late. And then reposition to get ready to receive. Anticipate God doing something. It can be small. It's fine. If you're expecting a job, a type of job, expect it. If you're expecting for the test results to show everything is clear, expect it. Expect it. It's okay. It's okay. And I've said this before. It's okay even if it doesn't happen, but expect God to still be God. Because greater is coming. Something better is coming. Something better is coming. More peace is coming. More joy is coming. You think that was going to give you joy. But no, there's something that's going to be even the greater that's going to give you a deeper and more pure joy. So anticipate it. No matter the time frame, anticipate it. Anticipate it. Amen. So, as always, connect with me on my website, www.latanyaprice.com. You can sign up for my email list. Also, connect with me on social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Definitely website and all those things. You can stay tuned to upcoming releases or events. If you have an event coming up and you would like empowerment speaker, you can definitely fill out a contact me form on that website to, you know, find out more. I would love to come and join you all for your event and be a speaker for you. Also, I have the video coaching for those that are interested in the self-publishing. Unleash Your Testimony. I definitely, it's the video kind of coaching, you know, video coaching program.